from batsby.blogspot.co.uk. Show you're working. Trump has come out, as he said he would, firmly on the side of limiting future Muslim influence in America. Quote, "We don't want to become a Muslim country," he said. With Muslim birth rates outpacing that of Americans of Northern European origin by 6-1, his embargo on immigration from certain troubled regions is entirely sensible, pragmatic, and predictably has riled the left, who, for reasons unknown, simply will not criticize even those whose avowed aim is to obliterate all other forms of thought. Maybe they see a kindred spirit? But we need immigration, the globalists cry, as if the Ponzi model that has been operated for decades is any kind of answer. We need to take the young of poorer countries to prop up the outrageous generous pension entitlements of the baby boomers. Has everybody in any government seriously examined this claim? The relatively wealthy pay the bulk of the taxes, which governments, always desperate to keep the plebs on side, spend on welfare programs of such indiscriminate profligacy that they need to borrow eye-watering sums to make up the gaps. Why? Because the flood of low-paid workers contributes nothing at all. In the UK, we even pay them tax credits, call them in-work benefits instead of the dole it is, so that they can get by. And then we moan about our low productivity while tweaking the statistics to prove they are essential. This need to constantly expand the population, storing up even greater unmeetable costs and dissatisfaction ahead, is simply ludicrous. It's like putting people on disability benefits or keeping them at school just to make the unemployment figures look better. If anything, we should be lowering the population, starting with a reduction in numbers of those who, by design, contribute nothing. But until we get that contented, manageable population in lucrative jobs, owning their own homes and happy to rub along together, we have to make do with what we've got. Donald Trump, of course, has a long history of finding people he can work with in order to fulfill his ambitions, and right now he's filling positions to bring about the changes he wants to see. To which end, he has devised the simplest of job interview tests for choosing the right man. Even as Theresa May was jetting over to the States to meet him, he was meeting eager applicants to run his new infrastructure projects with budgets of trillions of dollars. He asked the first applicant, an ex-journalist, "What is 2 plus 2? Whose answer, somewhat predictably, was an innumerate 22. The next applicant was a social worker and he said, "I don't know the answer, but I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to discuss it." The third applicant was an engineer of some years. He looked like he could have worked on the Hoover Dam. This man pulled out a similarly ancient wooden slide rule and came up with the answer somewhere between 3.999 and 4.001. The next was a lawyer who declared, in the case of Jenkins versus the Department of Treasury, 2 plus 2 was proven, unequivocally, to be 4. The president sighed. This was proving fruitless, and he only had one more applicant waiting in the anteroom. This had better be the man for the job. He needed somebody he could work with. A former accountant for PwC, the man walked nervously into the Oval Office, his gangly frame and horn-rimmed glasses straight from central casting. Donald looked him in the eye and asked, "What is 2 plus 2? The accountant got up from his chair, walked to the door, closed it, came back and sat down. Leaning across the desk, he said in a low whisper, "How much do you want it to be?"